Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Been a little bit since we've had him on the show, but he's always welcome. He knows that. And I just think he's terrific. I think he's smart. I know he's a good guy. Former first-round pick back in the day. I believe it was 10th overall out of St. John's. The big lefty. And played all over the world, literally. Texas Rangers TV analyst, MLB Network radio host, the great CJ Nikowski. Very good on social media, too. What up, Siege? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, BT. How you been, man? Thank you for the kind words.
Yeah, you know that. Come on, I always gas you up, you know, and sometimes I even mean it, CJ.
I appreciate that.
All right, so a couple of, you know, it's funny. We're going to talk about the history of, like, when we were younger and we're about the same age, we both played baseball. We listened to the same shows when we were younger. Growing up, you know, I was basically in New York City. You were on the outskirts of the suburb. So we both listened to FAN. And Mike and Chris would always talk about, you know, greatest players, especially in baseball. Willie Mays just turned 90. I want to hit you with two historical things. Willie Mays is 90. Now, for my money, right, and obviously you nor I never saw him play, but I believe that, you know, Willie Mays is the greatest all-around player of all time. Babe Ruth, the most iconic player of all time. Where would you agree with that, first of all? And in the overall baseball community, would that get a lot of resistance, that Willie Mays, the greatest all-around player of all time?
I don't think it would get much resistance at all. I'm with you on that one. I think we went through the pandemic and didn't have baseball for a couple of months to start our 2020, which should have been baseball season. We dug into that stuff maybe a little bit more. And I came around. I think I was Babe Ruth for the longest time, and then you have to dig in a little bit more, look closer at Willie Mays, and I think it's absolutely a fair assessment. I don't think you're going to get very much disagreement as far as him being the best overall player. Babe Ruth obviously has the name, the home run, the recognition, but you start digging in a little bit more. And I was Babe Ruth did a little of both on the pitching side, which helps his case to some degree.
Yep.
But that's even not what we know him for. I would agree with it, and I don't think you're going to get much pushback at all. That Willie Mays is the greatest we've ever seen.
Gotcha. And when you say you did some digging, was it all statistically based, or was it maybe, as I said to Tiki the other day, hey, listen, as great as Ruth was, and, you know, I don't reach for the race card, or I don't reach for race unless I think it's pertinent, he only played against white guys. Yeah, I mean, you have to factor that in.
100%. I mean, and it's hard to do it accurately, and it's not to penalize him because it wasn't his fault. Right?
Nope.
It wasn't a decision necessarily that Babe Ruth made, but it's a really fair argument. He wasn't playing in the world, and that's how I think also you can argue about this generation, because the game has gotten so international that we're getting the best players from Japan,
not always in the peak of their career.
Ichiro obviously was an exception to that. We're getting more and more players coming over from Korea and all different countries around the world. I think that's why we have the best, you know, group of baseball players we've ever had, and that probably needs to be put into perspective as well, but it is a factor and it shouldn't be ignored.
All right, hey, you know, hey, D-Cell, do me a favor. Let's link up again with CJ. Let's disconnect there. Try to get him back up there, because I want to make sure we're able to really, you know, hit all these issues. It's a little muffled. I'm sure you guys can tell that on his end. I'm not sure if it's the connection. I'm not sure if he's doing it in the car. I know he's hustling around today, so certainly appreciate him even, you know, carving out some time. But we'll reconnect with CJ in a moment. Yeah, I mean, the Willie Mays thing, you know, it's just the middle of the outfield, the speed, the power, the flesh. The substance, you know, you want to make the case that certainly Ruth is a pitcher, but he didn't do it long enough. Now, if Babe Ruth was pitching and he pitched for his entire career and he mashed, now there's nothing to be said. I mean, at all. Imagine Shohei Ohtani, you know, leading the league in home runs basically every single year of his career, but also flirting with multiple Cy Youngs and pitching in World Series. I mean, that would be the correlation there. But it's and listen, there's no right or wrong, obviously, but I think Willie Mays, this is a safe play. D-Cell, we have him back? He's going to change the locations. Okay, okay. Well, D-Cell, you're younger, and I'm curious. Who do you think is, if I said, all right, D-Cell, bestow upon us your opinion of the greatest baseball player of all time. Before what you've heard me say, and maybe even CJ before, last week if I asked you that, what would you have said?
I mean, I certainly can't argue against Willie Mays. I mean, I haven't seen him play, obviously.
No, I got you.
I mean, Willie Mays is in that conversation. I think Babe Ruth is in that conversation. And I mean, for me, for guys that I've actually seen play and can have a real opinion on, I mean, I would say Ken Griffey Jr. for my money.
Ken Griffey Jr., huh? You know, that's, boy, that's one. If he wasn't hampered with the injuries. He also, I want to double check, but he didn't, he had a couple, but he didn't have a ton of years where Griffey was hitting, you know, 340. You know, again, he had a few outlier seasons like that. Let me just double check this. But, no, I think one year he hit 350. Let me see. Punch up Griff. Because that's a good one to insert. Because what we do, we have a tendency to romanticize, you know, those from back in the day and kind of gloss over our own. And that's not always right. Let's see. So Griffey Jr., let's see here, 264, 300, 327, 308, 309, 323, 258, 303, 304, 284, 285. Yeah, and then he went to Cincy. The you know, had multiple leg issues, career 284 hitter. I mean, Griff could go get it with anybody. I mean, you didn't see Willie Mays scaling the walls because the outfield configuration was different. But even if Willie had, and they weren't 460 feet away, I can't imagine Willie was scaling walls the way Griffey did. But either way, good name to certainly throw in. And if A-Rod didn't get pinched with the PEDs, A-Rod would be right there. Anyway, CJ, you back up, right, buddy?
I'm back. Yeah, you know, technology these days. I was only on the 18th floor. I feel like my cell phones are working fine from there. But I came upstairs, so hopefully we're good now.
Oh man, I really appreciate the hustle. All right, so it's CJ Nikowski, and he's with us here on the show. So we got the Willie Mays stuff out. I wanted to also ask you about Albert Pujols. By the way, you face Pujols, right?
I may have. You know, it's a good question. I don't have any memories of facing him, so it didn't stick out. I might have got him at the very beginning of his career. I actually don't even remember, which is brutal, and that's part of getting older, which is fun. but I don't have any specific memories of it.
Well, if you don't remember, there's a good chance he didn't take a yard 440 feet. You'd probably remember that. But can you make a case, as I did before? Certainly Miggy's in the conversation. Manny with the PEDs, it changes. Albert Pujols, the greatest right-handed hitter I've ever seen.
Yeah, no, that we've seen the eyeballs on, I think it's absolutely a fair place to go. And I know people will love to argue, but if you take the PEDs guys out, and I like to do that because I don't think they deserve to be in the conversation, then you end up with Albert Pujols. It's the MVPs, it's all the times he's been in second and third on top of that. He unfortunately couldn't carry him to the same degree for the 10 years that he spent with the Angels. But we know when we talk Hall of Fame, I like to talk peak years, and he's easily a first out Hall of Famer for me. But those peak years were as good as anybody's and probably the best of that generation, without a doubt.
Let me ask you this, and this, I mean, I know you'll answer because you never avoid anything, but it's probably a little bit of a tricky one for you. In your heart, you've been around the game. I mentioned before when we introduced you, top 10 pick out of St. John's, a lefty. So you got drafted high. You made a few bucks in the draft. You played forever all over the world. You're in the business now for a long time. You know, you've been a very witty and very hands-on social media. Even before Twitter, you were doing blogs. I mean, so you've been connected to the game. I remember those. Those are good. I think you were with the Reds when you were doing – Reds at the Tigers when you were doing those.
Actually, the Astros.
The Astros. Okay,
97,
gotcha,
98,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So you've been around the game forever. When I mention Albert Pujols, are you convinced that he did all of this clean?
I am. I don't feel like he necessarily. For me, I need a little bit more than just random accusations from a coach, I think, which is what happened with him. I don't want to speculate on guys if it's not warranted.
Right? Yep.
To take anything away from a great player, if there's something warranted that's worth looking at, if there's anything that's concrete outside of sour grapes or somebody trying to ruin a reputation, that's not going to be enough for me.
Yep.
So I have to take him at his word and what we, as far as what we know. And so it's hard because it's, you know, listen, you want to be a great player. And to me, it's almost unfair when you're that level and there's nothing against you yet. That question still is out there. It'll be out there. I don't mind you asking at all because I think it's something that a lot of people wonder about. How could you be that great during that generation and not have cut a corner. But I don't look at him as a guy who did, because there's nothing concrete to say that he did.
Smart way to handle it, man. By the way, can he still help somebody? If somebody picks him up, can he be energized? And maybe not fourth or fifth, but if you bat him sixth or seventh in the right spot, can he still hit, or is it gone?
No, I think he can actually still hit. And if you put him in the right spot now, I don't know if he wants to do that. And that was part of the conversation, whether or not he wants to be a part-time player. We've already seen him this year against the Rangers, and he's just so smart. What's interesting with watching him is, yeah, he's slowed down a little bit, but he's like almost picking on some of these young pitchers because he knows what they're going to do. He knows where they're going to go. He knows when he can get breaking ball. He knows when he has to cheat to the fastball a little bit, and he just has this knack for turning it up a notch with the runner in scoring position, and it's still there. And obviously, he still has a little bit of power, and so perhaps the White Sox on the short term until they get fully healthy again, but no Luis Robert, no Eloy Jimenez, they could probably fit that bat in there somewhere. The question becomes whether or not he wants a platoon. You know, the thing with the Angels, with Ohtani, is that he had to play first base, which I think was asking a lot for him to be out there on his legs all the time. We know all the, you know, the feet and ankle problems that he's had over the years. It probably wasn't an ideal situation for him to try to finish out that contract. So I think it's a matter of what he wants to do. But if he's okay going and being a part-timer for a contender, I think they could absolutely use him.
Okay, so we're talking to C.J. Nikowski with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. C.J., part of the Rangers broadcast crew. He's a TV analyst, MLB Network Radio. The rash of arm injuries, you know, I theorize that, first of all, the start and the stop last year, getting your arm ready in the offseason, coming to camp, then having camp stopped and started and stopped and all that stuff can't be good. But can we also partially attribute some of these arm injuries to pitchers as just chasing speed and chasing spin rate? Like, is that a potential byproduct of chasing spin rate?
It could be. I mean, we know that obviously we talk a lot about the numbers and these guys are throwing harder than ever. I think we've also probably contributed to, you know, the way that they're getting there and when it actually starts. Right. I mean, you have young kids. I have some older ones. And what they're doing now is starting so much earlier. And for a lot of these kids that have been throwing more, I think that's probably one of the bigger issues is pitch count for kids, and then eventually it does catch up with you. The late bloomers are usually the ones that can avoid some of these injuries, and there's no foolproof way. There's not any one way to do it. You've got a guy with bad mechanics that, you know, has been pitching since he was 10, and he never gets hurt. And then you get a guy that doesn't seem like he's, you know, he should get hurt. He's got great mechanics, and all of a sudden he blows out. And even if he's a Northeast guy, he's not playing all year round. I think Matt Harvey's probably a good example of somebody like that you're surprised that they got hurt based on their amateur usage. But I do think the amateur usage in the training is something that ultimately catches up to you. But what do you do? I mean, you're not going to not train. You're not going to not throw. And you could be a little bit careful about your innings, and hopefully you have smart coaches that care about you and parents that can get informed. But it's a real challenge to be able to do that. And when is it okay to pick up a heavy ball? When is it okay to start long tossing at, you know, extreme length that all these other kids will be doing? And they're getting the velocity, and it's such a competitive world that it's hard to back off sometimes. So I think a lot of it has to do with probably what they did as amateurs and the younger minor league players trying to get to the big leagues. Mm-hmm. And at some point, for most pitchers, it is going to catch up to you.
CJ, you played in New York, and you know what it's like, and you've seen the stars, you know, former teammates come over, get the big deals, and some guys just seamlessly fit right in. Some guys scuffle out of the chute. Hell, I mean, even Tino Martinez, who's beloved by Yankee fans, he was booed after hitting about 140 in April, taking over from Mattingly. We know about A-Rod till he finally cracked through in 2009, and a million other guys, whether it's Baeger with the Mets or even Piazza early with the Mets, heard some boos. The thing about Lindor, right, it's obviously early, and I'm not overly concerned, but I did a real deep dive on some advanced numbers. I know you appreciate this stuff. That might be a little cause for alarm. Number one, the way he finished the season a year ago. Okay, but a pandemic year, so I won't put too much into that. But, you know, where he ranks percentile-wise for average exit velo, the percentage of balls he's barreled up, which is in the 12th percentile, the percentage of batted balls that they classify as weak is more than double the league average. What's going on with Lindor?
Yeah, so it's interesting. One, I kind of wish that if I'm running that club that I want to see him in that New York uniform first, right? The personality and who he is and the way he carries himself tells you it probably shouldn't be a problem, but you still want to see it. You just never know. Like, you went through a couple of those examples of some players that he said would fit right in and it wouldn't be an issue. And so he gets off to a slow start and gets booed for the first time at home, and he commented on it. Like, that had never happened to him before. So that's something new that he's experiencing at the biggest level in one of the biggest markets in sports around the world, right? But he has to now work through that. Then when you're talking about that weak contact like that and how high it is, you start to wonder a little bit, is he trying to not strike out? Right? Is he taking some shorter swings, maybe not being as aggressive until he's putting the ball in play, but not with any drive behind it? I've seen players fall into that trap before where they get so concerned about swings and misses and striking out that the contact rate and the exit velocity are not where you want them to be, at least not the hard contact rate. So that could be part of it as well. You know, with such a deep shortstop class, it was one thing, and it's still obviously too early to say, and I think he'll come out of it as well, but it was such a deep class that there wasn't a lot of pressure, I didn't feel like, on the New York Mets to sign him and give him that deal. There are a lot of good shortstops that are going to be out there. There's going to be good ones that are going to be cheaper, and I like Lindor as much as the next guy, but he can get off to the slow start and take a deep hole for himself in New York. You wonder what this year ultimately will end up looking like. And there's time, but I don't think it's going to be an off-the-charts, all-star level, getting MVP votes kind of year. He just got to bounce back and get comfortable and take that into next year. But I do wonder if the slow start has gotten him a little bit in protection mode and trying not to fail, which obviously is not a recipe for success.
No, you can't hit passively like that. You got to go and jump on. You know, you just got to be confident in the box. You know that as well as anybody. We saw that with Beltran his first year. He was really all out of whack. I think only 16 home runs with the Mets. He bounced back nicely in year two. So just something worth keeping an eye on. CJ, I know you've been juggling today. We wanted to get you on the show. It's been a little bit. Good talking shop, and hopefully the family as well. And we'll get you back on soon. Thank you very much, man.
Sounds good, BT. Great to catch up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.